Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
Here, and this is Russell Talk N&D coming to you live, very live from the Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash Studios right here in Detroit, Michigan. Thank you for listening tonight. Thank you for joining in to the show. The phone number is 646-668-8672, 646-668-8672. This is a special edition of the Russell Talk N&D show with the Martez, and this is a special WWE pay-per-view pre-show, and WWE, they have a pay-per-view on tonight that they like to call Hell in the Cell. So we're here tonight to preview that, give some predictions, talk about the matches in the next 30 minutes. So thank you for listening. But before I get into all that, I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because without him, there's no Martez. Without him, there's no Russell Talking to D. Without him, there's no prediction show. Without him, there's no nothing. So I always want to take this time to give him some thanks and give him some praise. Let's jump right into it. This is a special, special night. This is a big night. This is a huge night. This is an exciting night. This is a powerful night. This is a night for the ages. So much is going on tonight at the WWE pay-per-view. So much is going to happen tonight. I think there's going to be a lot of twists. There's going to be a lot of turns. There's going to be this. There's going to be that. There's going to be a lot of surprises. And I'm very, very, very eager to watch this show tonight. I'm on the edge of my seat because I got a feeling something special is going to happen tonight. I can't tell you when. I can't tell you where, but I got a feeling. I remember a few times this Hell in a Cell pay-per-view when there was moments of surprise. The Hell in a Cell pay-per-view has given us a lot of surprises, a lot of turns, numerous, numerous times. Go back to Hell in a Cell, the very first Hell in a Cell, Undertaker, Shawn Michaels. Guess what happens? A surprise out of nowhere. The Undertaker's little brother appears for the first time ever. Kane appeared, Hell in a Cell. That was a surprise for the ages. Take it all the way back to maybe like 15 years later. I remember it was a Hell in a Cell matchup between Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose. And out of nowhere, Bray Wyatt appears to attack Dean Ambrose. They didn't have any issues with each other. They didn't have any beef with each other leading up to that match between Dean and Seth. So that was a huge surprise. To have Bray Wyatt appear and attack Dean Ambrose in that Hell in a Cell. I don't know which year that was, but that was relatively recent, probably about 4 or 5 years ago. But I'm saying all that to say is a surprise is going to happen. I got my eye on the Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso matchup, where I think there's going to be a surprise. There's going to be some kind of a shocking surprise, i.e., Jimmy Uso turning on his brother, something of that sort, or maybe Tamina hopping in the storyline to help Roman. Heck, maybe even in the main event match tonight between Randy Orton and Drew McIntyre. Maybe the Money in the Bank contract will be cashed in that particular match. Who knows? I don't know, but I got a feeling. But let's get right into why we're here tonight. And again, the phone number, if you want to come in and ask a question or comment on something, the phone number is 646-668-8672. We'd love to hear from you. Let's jump into this card tonight. And the first match that we're going to get into is the very prestige, the very honorable, the very historic 24/7 championship belt. Where it's going to be R-Truth versus Drew Gulak. I hope this match is longer than 30 seconds. I hope this match doesn't involve a roll-up. Please, God, please let this be an actual match. Please, please. I'm begging you. Because that 24/7 championship is so irrelevant at this point. It's a poor man's hardcore championship. At least the hardcore title was defended in actual matches, straight-up matches, that lasted longer than 10, 30 seconds. So we got Gulak versus R-Truth. I'm just speed through this pretty fast, and I'm going to take our boy, at least my boy, R-Truth, to pick up the victory over Drew Gulak in the kickoff show. Next match that we want to get into is Otis versus The Miz. Winner gets the Money in the Bank contract. I've been saying this for a while now, that Otis with that contract doesn't move the needle. Otis, being the owner and the holder of the Money in the Bank contract, it just doesn't have that sizzle to it. It's not exciting. And this is no disrespect to Otis, but I've been watching wrestling long enough to know when something's not working, when something is not reaching. Even fans of Otis probably want The Miz to win tonight. Sometimes I forget the Money in the Bank contract is even around. That's how irrelevant it has been, because it's been in the hands of Otis. Again, this is no disrespect to Otis, but that 24/7 title, that Money in the Bank contract briefcase is irrelevant at the moment. And I like what WWE did. They have created this match with the possibility that Otis will not be the holder or the owner of that Money in the Bank briefcase after tonight, where they have The Miz going up against Otis for the chance to be the sole winner of the Money in the Bank contract. I don't know if WWE ever did a match like this where the Money in the Bank contract was on a line. Wait, I think they did. I don't know when, but I'm pretty sure they did it one time where someone defended their Money in the Bank contract against someone else. But I think this is a cool concept. Very, very, very cool concept. And I'm predicting The Miz is going to win tonight. It just seems right. It just seems like the stars are aligning themselves for The Miz to win this Money in the Bank contract. Why go through all this trouble? Why feud with Otis for weeks and weeks and weeks? Why even feud with him now when they're both on different shows if The Miz isn't going to win the Money in the Bank contract? The Miz, I'm taking The Miz tonight to win the Money in the Bank contract. Next match on the card tonight is the match none other than Jeff Hardy versus my boy Elias. And those of you that listen to me, you know I love me some Elias. I walk with Elias. Elias is big time. One of the most entertaining cats that WWE has had in the last 10, 15 years. Yes, and you may think I'm overdoing it with the love I'm giving Elias, but Elias, that's my homeboy, and I'm happy to see him back. Elias is going to be taking on Jeff Hardy tonight, and I am going to select Elias to defeat Jeff Hardy tonight at Hell in a Cell. That match is really, it's really irrelevant too, but we're going to say that Elias is going to win tonight. All right. On to the bigger matches. The SmackDown Women's Championship is on the line, of course. Got Bayley, the defending champion, the longest reigning SmackDown champion, versus my girl, Sasha Banks. What a matchup. What a build-up What a sexy matchup this is. Not just because they're beautiful women, but because these are two greatest female wrestlers, superstars of all time. We are living in a great time as wrestling fans where we can see the likes of Sasha Banks, where we can see the likes of Bayley, where we can witness these two colossal giants, these two phenomenal wrestlers, these two recent pioneers of the women division go up against each other. I am torn with this matchup because there's a part of me that feels like it's about time Sasha gets that SmackDown Women's Championship. It's part of me feels like they've been building towards Sasha winning that SmackDown Championship for months now, for over 6 months now. They've been building towards that. Sasha has been the ultimate babyface in this recent feud. She has been the ultimate girl that has been betrayed by her best friend. She has fed into those shoes easily. But there's another side of me that thinks that Bayley is going to pull off the victory. There's just another side of me that just thinks Bayley is going to win. Now, that's why this match is so hard to predict. It is very, very hard for me to predict. And I almost want to say that it's going to be a tie, but they don't do ties in the WWE. This is indeed the hardest match to select tonight. My heart is going with Sasha Legit Banks. That's where my heart is going. And Sasha's been in these Hell in a Cell matches. This will be her third time. But she lost the first two Hell in a Cell matches. So could she really lose a third Hell in a Cell match? I don't know, but my heart is going with Sasha. But my mind is telling me Bayley is going to win win tonight. A lot of confidence of Bayley. Even though she's not my favorite, she's in my top five, but she's not my favorite when it comes to Sasha Banks and her. But I'm going to go with Bayley tonight. All right, so far we went through Otis versus Miz. So far we went through Elias versus Jeff Hardy. And so far we went through R-Truth versus Gulak. And we just went through Sasha Banks and Bayley. I'm going to go to the phone lines. I'm not sure who this is, but caller, you're on Wrestle Talk with D, the Hell in a Cell edition.
Yes, Martez, what's up, my guy?
Oh, man, that's you. What's up?
My phone was about to die, so a friend of mine, or the same person that's going to be watching this pay-per-view with me, I told him to put your number in so I can call the show tonight.
Oh, sweet. Okay. Man, I'm glad you called in. I know you said you were going to call in, but I'm even more excited now. I done went through four matches already. I don't know if you want to go back to those matches, but
well,
yeah,
Otis versus the Miz. I got my money on Otis. He's a phenomenal. Otis. He won the Money in the Bank, so it makes sense for him to keep it. And of course, if the Miz so happened to win, then of course he can cash in on Roman or the WWE champion, which is Drew McIntyre and Randy Orton. Now,
right,
with Drew Gulak versus R-Truth, I love R-Truth. I love him, but R-Truth's going to end up taking that victory.
Wow.
So,
and that's where I was at with R-Truth. I thought R-Truth was going to pick up that victory. It just makes sense.
What other matchups did you go through already?
Oh, man. I went through the Jeff Hardy versus Elias matchup. I got Elias coming up to victory tonight.
Well, in this case, you got Elias. I got the Karen Magic Enigma Jeff Hardy all the way.
What about the Sasha versus Bayley matchup? What you got in that?
Well, consistent on the fact that Sasha Banks has been inside Hell in a Cell for quite some time. This is Bayley's first time in there. So my money is to the veteran, Sasha Banks.
Ooh. Man, you say that with so much confidence. See, me, I'm torn. I'm torn between the two. Like I say, my heart is with Sasha, but my mind is with Bayley. I wish I was like you. I want to straight up pick Sasha, but I just don't know, brother. I just don't know. But we'll find out in about an hour and a half or so when the pay-per-view kicks off. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to Wrestle Talking to D. My name is Martez, and we got a special contributor to the show, Kayvon Durney, who is a WWE expert, if you will. He knows all about WWE and all things wrestling. let's move along with the card. All right. Unfortunately, we only got two more matches to go. Gosh, Drew McIntyre versus the Viper, the Legend Killer, the Apex Predator, the Head Kicking Machine, Randy Orton for the WWE Championship inside none other than the Hell in a Cell match. They're going to be locked in the structure. Who will pick up the victory? I'm going with Randy Orton. This is his time to claim that fourth team championship victory. I think he's going to defeat Drew McIntyre, but I think somebody's going to interfere in this matchup. But there's another twist I want to add to this. I think The Miz is going to cash in that Money in the Bank on Randy Orton once he wins tonight. So, I got Randy Orton winning, but then I got The Miz cashing it in on Randy Orton tonight. Mr. Journey, who do you got winning this match?
Well, that I am torn in between, only because Randy Orton, he is a veteran. He's been locked inside Hell in a Cell plenty of years now. Drew McIntyre, however, he likes to cash in some receipts. Time he's fighting for himself, and he'll be locked inside the structure with Randy Orton. Now, I've got my money on Drew McIntyre, only because he beat the Beast Incarnate, and he's been on a roll ever since. So, yeah, going into this, it might light a big fire under Drew McIntyre's butt. And as far as The Miz cashing in, well, that's if he wins, that is. But, you know, if he try to cash in, The Miz better be looking for a Claymore kick coming his way.
So he's gonna get knocked out by the Claymore kick, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm not mad at you as far as your prediction, man. I'm certainly not mad at you. So, on to the next match. The biggest match of the night, in my opinion. The biggest match of the opponents, of the challenger's career in Jey Uso. This is the biggest match he ever been part of. But there's a lot on the line in this particular matchup. If he loses this matchup, and he doesn't call Roman Reigns the tribal chief, he is kicked out of the family. And he is kicked out of everything that comes with the family as far as the inheritance. And his whole family will be kicked out, his wife and his kids. So this is a big time match. I think this matchup has gotten personal. It really has. But before we make our predictions, let us listen to a little bit of Roman versus Jeff.
ने कहा ओबी डब्ल्यूडब्ल्यू के आने वाले पेपर यू हेल इन सेल 2020 में लेकिन वही रोमन रेंस नहीं कि अगर जे उसो ए में
ओके दैट वाज द रॉन्ग फुटेज सॉरी लेट्स जस्ट फॉरगेट अबाउट दैट आई होप यू गाइस नो आई रियली डिडंट प्रेप टुनाइट आई जस्ट डिड दिस ऑन द फ्लाई सो फॉरगिव मी इफ दिस शो सीम्स काइंड ऑफ द व्हील्स बट इट्स ओके I have shows like this from time to time where I don't prep. I just come on the air. But my prediction tonight that Roman Reigns will pick up this victory, because there's no way in hell, in the cell, that he's going to lose to Jey Uso. There's no way that Roman's going to lose to his little cousin. This matchup is all about exerting Roman's dominance. This is all about Roman Reigns getting the authority from his cousins, especially Jey Uso. This is about dominance, and it's going to be a dominating performance. So Roman Reigns pick up the victory. What do you got, Kayvon?
Well, I couldn't say it better myself. Roman Reigns is my guy, and just like the other veterans, he's been locked inside of Hell in a Cell, and of course Jey Uso has as well, with his brother Jimmy. Now, in this case, I'm going to have to go with the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns. Because, of course, this is a new Roman. This Roman is not like the past Romans that people have experienced. He is he's the son of a gun right now, so he's on the road. I got my money on Roman only because that's my boy. I've been rocking with him ever since he started or debuted in NXT, so I can't give up on him now. Now, Jey as well, I mean, he can put up a fight, but like Roman Reigns said on Friday, he will make Jey Uso say the words, "I quit." And I just hope, I hope and pray Jey Uso call Roman Reigns the Tribal Chief. This can start something fresh with the Samoans.
Oh, man, I couldn't have said it more better myself. And if Jey Uso was smart, he was just calling the Tribal Chief. You know, I mean, we got family members. We don't always want to tell them that they're better than us or that they're the top dog. Like, I had big brothers that beat me up all the time. I had cousins that beat me up all the time. I used to hate telling them that they were the king or they were the best. They used to pick on me all the time, you know, twist my arm. So I had to say, "You're the best." But speaking from experience, Jey Uso, call him the Tribal Chief. It is what it is. He is a Tribal Chief. There's nothing you can do about it.
Right. Now, of course, if Jey Uso would have called him the Tribal Chief, the last pay-per-view, then we wouldn't be in this predicament.
Nah. Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. All right. We got a few minutes to go. This is a very, very short show. I just wanted to get my predictions out there. But thank you, Kayvon, for calling in and supporting the show. You are the real Tribal Chief. And don't forget.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Any final thoughts before we get out of here, man?
Yes. Tonight, it's going to be a good pay-per-view. I just hope and pray that Jey Uso called Roman Reigns the Tribal Chief. Because, I mean, when you're involved in the family line like that, you don't want to be kicked out. So, I'm with you. I'm a big dog right now. I am the Tribal Chief. But it comes a certain point in time where, hey, I might have to go there. I might have to say your consequences is if you don't call me the Tribal Chief, then we will turn our backs on you. And that's, there's something.
Kayvon, if I can be serious for a second, that's real, though. Sometimes it get like that. You know, if a family member or somebody don't fall in line, then they got to be eliminated. And that's, I hate to sound so harsh, but it is what it is. If you got a team of people on your squad and somebody's acting out of order and somebody don't know their place, you may love them, but you may have to kick them out. You may have to show them the door. And it be like that sometimes. And Roman is telling Jey, "I love you. I love you, but just know your role. Know your place. That's all you got to do."
Right. So, hey, of course, at the end, like we heard Roman Reigns say, "You think I wanted to do this to you?"
Oh, man. That was awesome. We'll find out. Everybody tune in tonight, WWE Network, or if you can find it on YouTube or something like that, Hell in a Cell. It's one of the biggest pay-per-views that WWE has of the year. I want to thank everybody for listening. Kayvon, thank you as always. Don't forget, we got a big week coming up. This is season finale week on Open Talk Radio. I can't wait for a break because I'm tired, actually. So we got two shows tomorrow night. We got two shows Tuesday night. We have two shows Wednesday night. We have three shows on Thursday night. So tune in. Some are going to be wrestling shows. Some are going to be sports shows. Just tune in. And thank you for everybody that's listening. Okay, once again, thank you. Have a good night. I'll see you later.
All right.